Now, wonderful Jesus, I pray that not one person shall see Catherine Kuhlman. Not one, not a man, not a woman, not a young person shall see thy servant. Not one. No one has come here to see a personality. No one has come here to see Catherine Kuhlman. We're here because we're hungry for the truth. It's the truth that sets us free. It's the truth that gives us security. It's that truth that gives us peace of mind and peace of soul. And I pray that not one shall leave the services today. Not just this service, but the services today here in the Hilton Hotel. Not one shall leave the same person they were when they came, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
There's a familiar scripture, and I know that practically every preacher in the ministry has preached from it. I want to read it because it means a lot to me. It's in Genesis, the 40th verse, you know. When Joseph's brethren is sent to Jacob. I just read the scripture. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt. 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father. By the way, oh, great abundance. Just a great abundance. And so he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and they came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, and remember, Jacob thought Joseph was dead. He was so sure that his son Joseph had died. This is beautiful. I never weary of reading it. He was so sure in his own mind that his son was dead. They told him, see, Joseph, thy son is alive. Father, Joseph is alive. He's not dead. Living. How can you tell a father who thinks that his son is dead? This child is dead. How can you tell him? Thy son is alive. And he's governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. He still couldn't believe. He just couldn't believe. Even after they told him. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. But what something? But when he saw the wagons, when he looked out of the window and he saw the wagons, and he saw those wagons rolled, it took a passenger they had running over. He knew there was only one who would have done it. Just one. And the whole world, and there was only one who would have done it. He knew it. It was like his son. He knew it, he knew it, he knew it. When he saw the wax which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel said, it's enough. It's enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I've seen enough. I have seen enough. Only my son, Joseph, would have done that. You don't have to tell me anymore. You don't have to bring him to me. I don't have to place my hand on his shoulder. I don't have to look into his face. I don't have to have him to speak to me audibly. That's my son. That's my boy. He's alive. I will go and see him before I die. You never know what that picture means to me. You'll ask me and say, Catherine Coon, you're so strong in your faith, and you've preached the word ever since you were in your teens. More than that, I've given my life. To realize that I have given my whole life to the preaching of the gospel, it's all that I know. I haven't done anything else. You realize? Standing before you, I'm not just somebody who's given 5 years of her life, 10 years. I've given my whole life to the preaching of the word. And the skeptic will come to me and say, you're a fool. Have you ever seen God? No. I have never seen God. He has never spoken to me or. Never. I've never heard an audible word from his lips. I've never caught a glimpse of God. And God is more than just an influence. God is a person. The God of Abraham is a person. The God of Moses is a person. The God of the Old Testament is a person. The God of the Father is a person. The one who spoke the worlds into existence. The one who said, let there be light, and there was light. The greatest proof of your antiquity in the God.
the beginning of the day.
Oh, my God.
There is a waiting of a conference day. But the prophecy that has been fulfilled in the past, and the prophecy that is being fulfilled in this very hour, and you and I are living in one of the greatest generations, one of the greatest hours, in the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you cannot deny, and I am the fool who is denying the authenticity of the word of God and the reality of Almighty God. You want to know where the world stands today. All you have to do is read the word of God. Remember something. God made certain promises to Abraham and see it. Abraham made the Old Testament. You cannot separate the new from the old. You cannot. You cannot accept one without accepting the other. It's a whole. One will substantiate the other. There is not one word of a contradiction. No, this is true. Any real speculation.
Thank you.
today.
In the glorious happy teapot.
The man that is in, for his faith in the will of God.
water there. And then the creatures of wonderful Nigeria. When they vanish in high in the sky, forget. The only real peace will know from your life will be the peace in the heart of God's children. No.
I'm going to
here. No father's wish could ever form part the peace of the peace of the land. The greatest genius in the world, the greatest artist in the world, could make the land canvas. To really know the living of the world we need to want. If you really want to know it, if you really want to know it, heaven and earth.
Service will be on tape number 10B. These words of the set enter and take over for the remainder of the message.